best friend.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
For my friends.
77 WABC.
Brian Adams, One Night Love Affair, 9:15. Some police activity outside this 3rd Avenue window. A couple of black cars and cops. I know what that is, but we've got a great show already today. Dove Hyken and Curtis Sliwa, Alan Dershowitz, Peter King. We're still going to talk to Missouri Congressman Mark Alford. They're going to introduce legislation today because I'm bothering all these House guys about it to cut funding off to these schools, these mother effers. Plus, they're still rallying at that George Washington school. So we'll talk to Outward coming up. And we also had Scott Lobato in studio, which brings me to my next guest. She's the star of The Five. She's the best talent Fox News has. She's got a great Sunday morning radio show here. And Judge Jeanine Pirro Lobato wanted me to remind you, do not miss, I've already seen it down in Mar-a-Lago, do not miss his June 14th New York premiere of The Relentless Patriot. He wants you there.
I can't wait. That's great. I love Scott. I was one of the first people to put Scott Lobato on Fox when Donald Trump came out and Scott was starting to be, they were objecting to him in Hollywood. They couldn't believe that someone would actually support Donald Trump. So, yeah, I love Scott. I will be there.
Oh, he's been so happy to hear that. You know, he does this thing, too. He paints really, really quickly, and he paints an American flag or the face of Trump, let's say, in a minute. It's unbelievable. He's a very talented guy. So Trump has a huge rally coming up. I think I'll be there this Saturday in Wildwood, New Jersey. And the opening act for Donald Trump is, in fact, Scott Lobato.
Fantastic. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, look at the fact that we've got a president who's locked out in a courtroom, and I'm going to be in the courtroom tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday and reporting all day. I can't wait to get into that courtroom and get a sense of, you know, what this jury looks like, how they're taking it all in, because I haven't heard any of that stuff. And I love to try to read a jury because, obviously, if you're a trial lawyer, that's what you do. But it is what has been happening in that trial has been absolutely unbelievable. It is reversible error without a doubt. And yet nobody seems to care because they figure, well, you know, we'll just get through the election. And the fact that this Stormy Daniels has been able to say what she has said is just stunning to me. Stunning. The fact that something, according to her, happened in 2006, that somehow is relevant to a bookkeeping notation more than a decade later in 2017 is stunning. It is reversible error. And then the judge says, well, you know, she shouldn't have gotten it out. She shouldn't have said it. You know what? If that guy were a real judge, the first thing he would have done is he would have called the attorneys to the bench and said, what is going on here? She's got to keep her statement to the extent that the judge is going to allow it to the bare minimum here. This isn't a soap opera. And at this point, I'll sanction you if you let her go any further. Give a curative instruction to the jury right then and there, limiting instructions. And this judge is like, oh, well, you know, let me know what you want me to say when I charge the jury, which is four weeks down the road.
No, you're
outrageous.
Right.
Outrageous.
You know, it's outrageous.
I am right.
No, it's outrageous. And look, I have no issue with porn stars. I'm being serious. I mean, I admit I watch porn. I know some of the girls over the years. I'm sorry if you're against that. I'm sorry. But I do, and I've met some of the ladies. They're actually nice ladies, but this lady is such
really?
A... Yes, they are. They're making a living, you know. They're not all as smart as you. But this filthy animal, this whore, from day one was about taking Trump's money. That's all this was about from day one. That's it.
Yeah, and you know what cracks me up? She said, well, the money really didn't matter. Are you kidding? You lie down to make a living. The money doesn't matter? Give me a break. I mean, but this is what this trial is all about. It's about taking Trump down, doing whatever they can. A bookkeeping notation more than a decade later. The truth is there's an NDA. Is there an NDA? Yes. It doesn't matter what it's for. It's got nothing to do with entering that notation. This judge is so in the pocket, and not just in the pocket. He is so beyond what is legally admissible in this case that it's stunning to me. It's absolutely stunning. And this case, as sure as I'm talking to you, Sid, is going to be reversed by the Court of Appeals. They made the same mistake with Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
Let's just throw everything in there,
yep.
And this case will be reversed just like Harvey Weinstein.
No, you're right. And Arthur Idala told me that morning when he called in to say, hey, this just got reversed. It's kind of the same thing. By the way, I stand corrected. Scott Lobato just texted me. He's thrilled to death you're coming. The premiere is June 12th, not June 14th, but June 12th, and he's excited that you're coming. You know, the judge had an opportunity yesterday, too, to declare a mistrial. That's what Trump's attorneys were asking for. Now, you know that's not going to happen in a million years. Do you think he came close?
Look, this judge, I don't think, based upon everything that he has done from the beginning of this case, has any interest in declaring a mistrial, no matter how bad it is. He doesn't care that down the road he's going to be reversed because he has an agenda. And that agenda is clear. From the prosecutor going from the Department of Justice and a Democrat National Committee appointee all the way down to a local DA's case. So you've got Joe Biden's fingerprints all over this, to the point that his daughter is making millions of dollars from raising money for the Democrats and the Biden and the Biden campaign. So let's not kid each other. This is a kangaroo court. It is an embarrassment. We are looking like a third world country. We're taking an opponent in a presidential race, trying to not only lock him up, but embarrassing him with this stuff and this woman that has no relevance whatsoever. And then the judge says, well, you should have objected more. Those attorneys objected to her testimony. They objected to what she was going to say. And they had a decision to make before the jury. Should they jump up at every question and make the jury think like they're afraid of what's coming out? Of course not.
No. I thought Susan Nicholas did a really good job of cross-examining. But I got to tell you, when you look at the whole landscape, this is the great judge Jeanine Pirro, the big star on the 5 o'clock on Fox News, her own great radio show, 11 a.m. Sundays here. You know, you look at Georgia, for example, Fannie Willis. The only difference between Fannie Willis and Stormy Daniels is Fannie's got a law degree and she's black. That's the only difference. Otherwise, they're both what they are. Then the judge says yesterday in the documents case, this ain't going to happen. This thing is nuts. It's not enough information. It's too confusing.
And they withheld the documents, tens of thousands of documents. And the truth is, they want to rush this case to trial. Let me tell you about this Manhattan case. Do you know how many defendants are in jail right now waiting to be tried on a violent felony for years because of the backup from COVID? They are waiting for a trial date. What do? They take a nonviolent crime with a defendant who is not in jail, and they move that up so that it's relevant to the presidential race and it's in everybody's face. Everything about this case is wrong. Everything from the prosecutor, the DA, the judge, the bringing of the case itself, the allowing of the testimony that's come in that is so prejudicial. It is not probative of anything. And it is not relevant. It is irrelevant testimony.
Yeah. No, you're
and
right.
I am right. And I heard one guy on the show the other day, on one of the shows, say, oh, I practice in front of him. He is a well-seasoned judge. No, he's not.
That was Arthur Idala. That was Arthur Idala on this show. You were listening, yes.
Yeah. I love Arthur. I love Arthur. But this judge has no idea what he's doing, and he's so corrupted. He should have recused himself. He will be shown to be a political operative when this thing is over, irrespective of how the verdict comes out. And I am dying to get into that courtroom to take a look at those jurors to see what they're thinking. I heard that one of the jurors, when Stormy Daniels started talking, put her head in her hand. Sure. Like, I can't believe I'm hearing
sure.
this.
No, I'm sure that's true. And I can't wait for you to be in court. I'm considering going when Michael Cohen testifies, but I actually, but I said on the show, jokingly, I said, you know, when that thieving, lying son of a bitch starts to lie about my friend Trump, I'm going to stand up like I did at the State of the Union and scream, says who? Would you believe that got back to the courts and the DA, and now they're giving Noam a tough time about letting me in because they're afraid I'm going to scream out something during the proceedings. I would never do that to Trump, but they're afraid of that. Anyway, more importantly,
yeah, all of a sudden they're afraid of things that are outrageous. Why don't you focus on the crime going on
right,
on campuses
right.
in your own city, the violent crime that's going on, the defendants who are out, who are not even held on bail, who continue to re-victimize New Yorkers. These people are such frauds. It's frustrating.
I mean, this poor janitor at Columbia, these bastards, they had him holed up in there. They held him hostage.
They held him hostage. He's afraid and whether or not he's going to be able to keep his job. I mean, this thing is crazy. This has become so politicized. And I'll tell you what, I cannot wait for this election. I cannot wait to see what the American people are going to do, because you send Joe Biden out there and two people show up. I remember the streets were empty when the guy showed up in New York. There were like two people standing outside looking. Donald Trump goes to a bodega. People are falling over each other to see the guy. He's in, you know, he's at a construction site. And they're like jumping off the cranes. They got to shake his hand and take a selfie with Donald Trump. I mean, these people really want to believe that Joe Biden is the answer to America's problems. Yesterday, he gives a speech, great speech on Israel.
Please.
The guy is nothing more than a vessel, Sid. All he does is he reads what they tell him. Everything goes through him.
Of course.
But when they catch him, and he's not on teleprompter, he says, I condemn those who don't understand what the Palestinians are going
right,
through.
Right, exactly.
That's what you think, Joe. That's what you think. Don't give me this nonsense that you read on a teleprompter, how you're concerned about anti-Semitism. You are not. Because you're not stopping it. Because you're the one who's withholding the armaments. You did the same thing in Ukraine. You're a disaster. You're worse than that. You're corrupt.
My God. I can't even add anything to that. That was so brilliant.
Well,
I mean, I'm serious.
Don't get me started on him. It is jokeable. It is laughable that the Democrats think that this is the man who's going to save America. You don't think that Xi Jinping and Putin and Kim Jong-un, I got to talk about Kristi Noem. I mean, do you remember years ago, Sid, there was a rape of some woman in some apartment complex, and some guy comes out, he's in a red bandana, and he says, hide your wife, hide your kids, there's a rapist around, hide everybody. Well, when Kristi Noem shows up, everybody should start yelling, hide your dogs, hide your goats, hide whatever animals you have.
Oh,
the woman's
God.
Nuts. I mean, really.
Yeah, you're mine.
Give me a break.
No, everybody's, of course, what she did was horrible, horrible. So on the way out, then, you're not convinced, clearly, I'm with you, that Joe Biden can save the country. What about the city? I think the mayor has picked a perfect time to go vacation in Italy, don't you?
Is he in Italy?
He's going tomorrow for 5 days to sit with the Pope and talk about some nonsense.
Yeah, well, maybe he wants absolution for allowing New Yorkers to be victimized by crime and taxes and the fact that no one is paying attention to the people that are working hard and carrying the financial burden on their backs, because we got a mayor who's so caught up in terms of meeting with his tailor and going out at night. It is disgusting. I said this 2 years ago. Roll your damn sleeves up and get out there and be a cop, because that's why New Yorkers elected you. They wanted someone to take charge. You were the biggest disappointment that this city has seen. But you know what? Even de Blasio wasn't as big a disappointment, because everybody knew he was an idiot. Okay, but this guy, we thought there was some hope. Not a chance.
So let me tell you something, okay? When you cover this story, it'll be on the 5 today, that the mayor is going to Italy tomorrow. We still have protests. We still have illegals, homeless, veterans sleeping on the streets, crime everywhere. You're going to say exactly what you just said to me. And this is why you're the best personality on TV. It was perfect. I mean, word for word, just say it like that, Jenny. Don't change a damn thing.
I never remember what I said. That's the thing. I just get in the moment, and I'm like, I'm full throttle. I'm like, what did I say?
Oh, you're great.
Did I really say that?
Oh, you are great. I love you, too. Thank you, Janine. Thank you so much.
Take care.
What
Bye-bye.
A great segment. Every Wednesday, we're so lucky to have her, the great Judge Janine Pirro. Emotion, enthusiasm, smart. Does a great job, I should say, on The 5 on Fox News every weekday afternoon, 11 a.m. Sundays, right here on WABC.